The Bible text we will meditate this morning is in Psalm 56, Psalm 56, verse 10 and 11. I will read to you. Psalm 56, verse 10 and 11. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Yes, we have learned that God has magnified His word above on His name in Psalm 138 verse 2. And here in Psalm 56, David repeated three times, in God and in the Lord will I praise His word. How could David praise God's word when his enemies wanted to swallow him up, to take his life? In verse 5 and verse 6, we see that every day they twist my words, or twist my words, or pervert my words, and their own their thoughts against me for evil, and they gather together and they hide themselves, and they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. In such situation, David could praise God's word and put his trust in the Lord because he could find peace and assurance in God's word. In verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. He had peace. And he said, in God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In verse 4 and verse 11, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. And he could praise God's word because he could get comfort from the Lord, from God's word. In verse 8, thou tellest my wanderings, tellest, or thou regard, thou noticest my wanderings when I ran here and there, and thou put my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? So, my dear friends, in our trials, we can get comfort from the Lord when we know that He knows us. He knows on our trial in very details, so we can get comfort from Him and His word. And David could praise God's word and trust in Him because he got the victory from the Lord. In verse 9, I cry unto thee, and shall my enemies turn back? This I know, for God is for me. And he could praise God's word and trust in Him because he got the deliverance from the Lord. In verse 13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. And he also got the hope in the Lord. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? My dear friends, how about you and me? Would you and me praise God's word and trust in Him, or question God's word? Nowadays, sadly, many Christians, leaders, or members do not honor or praise God's word. They even criticize and question or cast doubt on God's word. How about you and me? We thank God that God has reserved His word, that we may have His word in our hands today. And let me list at least 7 blessings why we should praise God's word. Number 1, God's word is truth. Number 2, God's word regenerates and sanctifies us. Number 3, God's word gives us life and faith. Number 4, God's word gives us wisdom. Number 5, God's word gives us victory. Number 6, God's word gives us guidance. And number 7, God's word gives us comfort and hope. First, God's word is truth. The Lord Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And the Lord Jesus also says in John chapter 8, verse 32, thou shalt know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My dear friends, the more we know the truth, the more we know the Bible, God's word, the more liberty we shall enjoy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Bible, we know the truth about God and ourselves and God's salvation for mankind. We know that God is our Creator, and God created us in His image, and He expects us to worship Him in spirit and in truth without any idols, statues, images, or pictures, and this will set us free from idolatry. And through God's word, we know that God does love us and take care of us and is able to make all things work together for good unto us. And this will give us peace, and we will not fear any bad luck or any superstition of the world. And through God's word, we know that we are saved by grace through faith alone, not by our good works. So we trust in the Lord, we rest in His word, and we are free from the condemnation in hell. So God's word is truth, and the truth will set us free. Would you and I praise God's word or question His word? Number 2, God's word regenerates us and sanctifies us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We are born again by God's word. And the Lord Jesus says, pray to His Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Holy Spirit uses God's word to regenerate us, to transform our lives, and to sanctify us. Shall we not be wise to submit ourselves to the Lord and to His word, so that the Holy Spirit may freely perform His work of regeneration and sanctification in our lives? And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. God's word is able to make you and me perfect, mature. Then would you and I praise God's word or question his word? And then next, God's word gives us life and faith. The Lord Jesus Christ says in John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickened, the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is our life. And the Lord Jesus Christ lives by God's word. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. My dear friends, this is our spiritual food. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. We may grow up in God's knowledge, increased by God's word. When I was still attended the evangelical church in my country, you could know it in my testimony. I was not satisfied when the speaker gave the Bible text and then he told a lot of stories why I was thirsty for God's word, my spiritual food. Then what did I do? I brought with me a notebook and I note down the Bible text. This is God's word. May God speak to me. And the Holy Spirit also guided me to have other verses, relevant verses. So I note down the full page. Only God's word. And I thank God that I grew up by God's word. Nowadays, many people like to hear interesting stories. And they say that, oh, they feel good, they feel comfortable, they feel happy. My dear friends, but only God's word speaking unto us can transform our lives, regenerate us and sanctify us, and we may grow up in his word. And God's word also gives us faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more we hear God's word, the more we grow up in our faith. This is the foundation of our faith. And thank God that nowadays we have MP3 player, and we also have the Bible, audio Bible in MP3. At my home, usually I listen to God's word when I am doing cooking or washing or cleaning or taking care of children. So thank God that we can hear God's word. And we can be familiar with the voice of our shepherd so that we may not go astray. And then next, God's word gives us wisdom. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the apostle Paul said to Timothy, from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. My dear friends, the Holy Scriptures are able to make you and me wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And Dr. Cole had just let us read the responsive Bible text in Psalms. And it is wonderful that in Psalm 119 and verse 98, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies. My dear friends, this is the wisdom from above, from God. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The wisdom that is from above first is pure, and then peaceable and gentle, and easily entreated, and have the fruit of mercy and own good fruit, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is God's wisdom. And the more we read God's word, the more we have His wisdom. So would you and I praise God's word or question His word? And then God's word gives us victory. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, the Apostle John wrote, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. My dear friends, we can overcome Satan by the word of God. There is no other way. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, we take the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ defeated Satan by the very word of God. It is written. Then, now we are facing the attack of Satan against God's inspired and preserved word. So what should we do? We use the very word of God to defeat Satan and his followers. We can quote 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. How about the preservation? Psalm 12, verse 6 and verse 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep thy word, O Lord. Thou shalt reserve them from this generation forever. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. And verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the Lord till all be fulfilled. Also Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. We can use God's word to defeat Satan. And when Satan tempts you and me to sin, we can use God's word to defeat him. We can quote 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. It is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And this will keep us from watching ungodly programs or videos or movies, or reading ungodly articles, or surfing ungodly websites. We must be holy, for God is holy. And when Satan uses the words and the things of the world to distract us, we can quote 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world and the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. My dear friends, we can defeat the temptation of Satan by God's word. And when Satan wants to discourage us through trials or persecutions, we can quote Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a round of life." We praise God's word, because through God's word, the sword of the Holy Spirit, we can defeat Satan. And God's word also gives us guidance. In Psalm 119, verse 105, we just read, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." My dear friends, we are walking in this world of darkness and sins. Without God's word, we don't know where we are walking, where we are going. And we surely shall stumble and fall. But thank God that God's word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. What else? God's word gives us comfort and hope. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "And whatsoever things were written aforetime in the past were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, may have hope." Yes, in all our trials, we can have hope and comfort through God's word. I remember when I was in my country, at that time I was so disappointed and I was in distress. And thank God that when I read Romans chapter 8, verse 35, 37, 38, and God's love touched my heart, and my tears just ran down from my eyes. Surely we are comforted when we know that no one, nothing can separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sore? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us, my dear friends. And I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My dear friends, and how can we comfort ourselves when we lost our loved ones? Or how can we comfort our brethren when they lost their loved ones? Yes, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. "And this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ shall not prevent them which are asleep. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up with them in the clouds, and to meet our Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. My dear friends, we can comfort one another with God's word. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And we shall be transformed. We shall be caught up to be with the Lord forever. It is so comforting. While we are living in this world, we have to endure on hardships, persecutions, or trials. My dear friends, so would you and I praise God's word or question his word? It is God's word, the truth, that is able to make us free. It is God's word that is able to regenerate us, sanctify us, transform our lives, and give us life and faith and wisdom and victory and guidance and comfort and hope. Shall we not value God's word? The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 72, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Nowadays, many people just pursue or run after wealth, but they ignore God's word. If we gain the whole world and we lose our soul, we gain nothing. But through God's word, we can be sure of our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. So God's word must be more precious than thousands of gold and silver. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, and whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I shall liken him to a wise man, which built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it shall not fall, for it was founded on a rock. My dear friends, may God help us to trust in God's word, to trust in the Lord himself, and to do his will, to do his word. And surely, we can stand firm in the end. May God bless us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to thee so much, for thou hast inspired and preserved thy word for us, so that we may know the truth about thee, about us, about thy salvation. And we may be regenerated and sanctified by thy word. And we may have life and faith through thy word. We may have wisdom and victory and guidance and comfort and hope through thy word. O Father, may thou help us to seek thee and thy word every day, to be submit ourselves to thee and to thy word, so that the Holy Spirit may freely perform his work of sanctification in our lives. May thou continue to bless our beloved Pastor Raymond Toh and True Life, the leaders and the members, with thy word. Continue to preserve the Far Eastern Bible College to teach thy word, to train men and women to serve thee, to praise thee and thy word. May thou also bless Dr. Koo and his ministry in Kenya next week, and bless all the graduates and their ministry in their home country. May that be with us when we partake of the Lord's Supper. Continue to search our hearts and cleanse us so that we may be worthy to partake of the cup and the bread. We ask thee with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.